Hey there, lovebirds! Planning your dream honeymoon? Today's episode is sponsored by To Travel Anywhere, your go-to travel agency for crafting unforgettable wedding and honeymoon experiences. Whether you're dreaming of relaxing on a tropical beach or embarking on an adventurous getaway, To Travel Anywhere has got you covered. Picture this: personalized itineraries tailored to your unique preferences, luxurious accommodations, and exclusive experiences handpicked just for you and your partner. And the best part? With To Travel Anywhere, you can leave all the stress of honeymoon planning behind because Carly's services are completely free. Carly and her team of experienced travel advisors will take care of every detail, from booking flights and accommodations to arranging special surprises along the way. Plus, with their insider knowledge and extensive network of trusted partners like Sandals, you'll have access to the best deals and perks, ensuring your honeymoon is both unforgettable and affordable. So whether you're dreaming of a romantic getaway to Jamaica, eloping in the Bahamas, or an adventure-packed journey through St. Lucia, To Travel Anywhere will turn your wedding and honeymoon dreams into reality. Don't leave your honeymoon to chance. Visit their website today at totravelanywhere.com. That's the number 2travelanywhere.com to start planning the trip of a lifetime with To Travel Anywhere. Oh, and don't forget to mention Nashville Bride Guide when you reach out. To Travel Anywhere, where your honeymoon dreams take flight.
During that first date, like she went to the restroom or something, and I texted my mom and I was like, wifey.
Then you start into wedding planning, and what was that like for you guys?
He did it all. He literally planned that. Isn't that crazy? He literally planned the whole wedding and it was perfect. I just said, I want everything black and white.
Everything went off like really, really well. We were like buzzing the night, you know, after, like, we couldn't even like sleep. We were just talking
for like 1 or 2 hours.
And just talked the whole night. Like, we're like, would you have changed anything? And she's no, you know, like not a single thing.
All right. Welcome to the show. Today we have Chase Wright, and this is his wife, also Anna Capri Wright. And let's dive into their bio. So Chase Wright is a Nashville-based country artist originally from Indiana whose music has earned over 420 million streams across platforms. Known for blending country storytelling with modern pop rock energy, Chase has been recognized as a Spotify Hot Country Artist to Watch, Pandora Country Artist to Watch, and a SiriusXM The Highway Find. Joining him is his wife, Anna Capri, owner of Capri Salon, a luxury salon based in Franklin, Tennessee, that the couple built together. Outside of music and business, Chase and Anna love spending time with family, traveling, and most recently making memories at the Indianapolis 500, a tradition Chase has had since he was a kid. The two recently got married in March 2026 and are passionate about building both their careers and family life together. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. So much to talk about here. I love it. So let's start from the beginning of, how did you guys meet?
Man, so we actually met off of a dating app, Hinge.
No way, yeah. Hinge.
Yeah.
Great.
So I was, at the time, I was a 27-year-old single dad, and I had my son full time, and so that took all of my time, right? My parents don't live close, and so I didn't have family around, all this stuff, and so I was like, I'm not going to be able to go anywhere to meet anybody. And so I just downloaded Hinge and just started giving it a go, and shortly after downloading, it was literally only like a couple weeks after like having it that Anna and I matched, and went on a first date a couple of days after that, and sort of just the rest was history, right? Just sort of took off fast.
And he
from
was
there.
The first one to pop up for me. So no I had way. The app, went on a few dates with people in Nashville when I first moved, and then was like, oh, this is not it. I'm gonna delete it. And then a few months I re-downloaded it and he was the first one to pop up and I was like, man, this guy's really good looking. And then we just hit it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is it was like funny having a dating app with my like job and stuff, because I would get like DMs and people like, somebody's pretending to be you on Hinge. I'm like, that's crazy. That's wild. Yeah. It definitely doesn't say verified profile on there, you know? It was like super, super funny. Thankfully I wasn't on it like long, you know, and Hinge allows you to see who likes you. And so that was where I popped up because I liked Anna and she saw it on the thing. And so, yeah,
oh,
super
nice.
Cool.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So you guys match on Hinge.
Yeah.
And then I assume you go on a date after this. How was that first date?
Yeah. Yeah. So the first day that we matched, we actually I don't know. This is, I feel like in modern times, right? I feel like there's a lot of editing that goes on to photos and like stuff like that. So right. I just wanted to make sure that who I was talking to was who I was really talking to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we actually FaceTime, like the first night that we matched, we FaceTimed for hours. It was like from like 9 p.m. to like 2 a.m., which she's in bed at 9:30 p.m. on a normal evening. So yeah. This was like a lot, right?
Ooh.
And so, yeah, we just like, we got like, obviously got along really well, and then went on a date a couple days later on that like Friday, I think. And it's actually like funny looking back at it now, but during that first date, like she went to the restroom or something, and I texted my mom and I was like, wifey. And she was like, a little too early for that. And I was like, no, you know, so I like have those texts now, which is funny, you know, to think about. But but yeah, I mean, it was just, I mean, she'll like tell you too. It was just like from the very, very first day meeting, I was like, oh yeah, this is it.
We definitely hit it off right away. Like even FaceTiming, I genuinely had no typed out because I was like in bed, I had no makeup on, and I just was not like, I don't know, I was so caught off guard that he wanted to FaceTime. And I was like, what do I have to lose at this point? Like, I don't even know anyone in Tennessee. Later find out he like DM'd me like a few hours after, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just FaceTimed this guy without like makeup on or anything. But then, yeah, I mean, our first date, I was like, okay, he has a son, I'm going to take this seriously. And so I was asking him his credit score. I said, what's your 10-year plan?
Wow.
I said, your son turned 16. Are we buying him a car? Or like, is he, because I want him to work for it, right? Like, I'm like asking all these like serious questions that I know could potentially be an issue later. But I was like, I'm not going to waste your time. So,
yeah, which is like great though, because I was there for like business, you know, you know, because it's like I have a like kid that needs that like mother figure in the home. Like we need to figure this out, because like I'm like confident that I could raise him, right? But it takes more than that to develop a child. And so and so that's where like I really took that first day seriously, and I'm really glad that she did too, and like we were both on the same page instantly. And it was, yeah, I mean, it was like really awesome. And yeah, it's just crazy, because you always hear those stories, right? I'm sure doing this you like hear that a lot, like, oh, when you like know, you know, or love at first sight, or whatever the situation is, right? And I always thought that was just like a cute little thing to say. But then when we like met, I was like, oh yeah, you know, just instantly.
I knew the first day. I was like, oh, I'm gonna marry this guy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
just crazy.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so how long ago was that first date, or when you met?
It was in February of 2024.
Okay.
Yeah, two years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
February 24.
Nice. All right. So then you guys got serious pretty fast. So then when did a proposal happen?
March 2025.
Okay.
May.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sorry, right.
We just had the 1-year anniversary.
Later.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So so that was May, I want to say 30th or 29th. Yeah. May 30th, 2025. Yeah. So, I mean, it was just, so she has a really large family. Like we're talking like, what, your mom is?
Yeah.
One
my
of,
dad has 8 siblings, and then my mom has 4.
Yeah. Wow. And so the cousins are endless, you know, the aunts and uncles so and. You know, it's just like there was like, I'm not even kidding you, for this whole proposal thing, there was probably like 60 people we had to like coordinate. So a lot of them didn't know until 15 minutes before. But
okay, let's go into that
story. It was crazy. Yeah, it was
okay. I legit had no idea. And I'm like pretty aware of things. And so the fact that I was so caught off guard, I was so confused. He flew in my two best friends since kindergarten from like they live in LA, and he flew them into Tennessee. I had no idea. I was shocked.
She was so confident going into all this. She was like, I'm gonna know. Like, you're not gonna be able to trick me. And I was like, all right, bet, you know, like let's like see. You know? And
challenge
so
accepted.
You're right. And I was like, you have no like clue. I'm going to absolutely trick you. And so her mom helped a ton to coordinate all this. It was like her cousin Sarah, which she helped so much, and then yeah, it was like her mom, Sarah, and then me. We all sort of, three of us were in a group chat like coordinating. Her mom handled the family, Sarah sort of diverted Anna, and then I was just sort of like trying to pick up the pieces where I could, you know, and like really get the plan of like the actual proposal and kind of working with Sarah, like, what is Anna gonna be wearing? What story are we gonna tell
they
her?
Had a like really
Sarah good... was a little too good at it. Like it was like
no, I was so she pretty much told me, she's like a social media influencer, and she told me, hey, do you guys mind doing this like brand shoot for this jewelry brand with me? And it was my sister and my other cousin. And they're like texting in the chat, are you gonna fake tan? I'm like, no, like I don't have time. And then I never have my nails done and I wasn't going to get them done, but we were going to California the next week. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I even got French tip. I was like, you know, I'm getting a little crazy. And everyone thought I knew because I got my nails done that morning. And then I was on the phone with Verizon, had to get like a new phone or whatever. And my mom's like, Anna, aren't you going to get ready for the thing? And I was like, oh, no, it's fine. It's no big deal. Like, I did kind of like my halfway get ready. You know, where you like only curl half your hair. And she texted them like downstairs. She's like, oh, Anna has no idea. Like,
yeah. Well, Sarah was really, really great because we sort of went through this whole like ruse of like, there's this brand deal for this whatever. And they just asked that everybody wear black dresses. And like, that's just part of the vibe. Just made it all up, right? Which, but it seems like something that she has had stuff like that before, and we just sort of like played off of real things. But anyway, so then Sarah handled Anna and all of that stuff, and like had her doing a whole fake photo shoot and like all this stuff.
We legit did it. Like we did the full photo shoot. She was like, Anna, come on, you need to pose better. Like show the ring, do this. I'm like full on doing it. Like we're like all super organized. Like we finished the full photo shoot. That was not real.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then her like mom, you know, handled the family and was like getting everybody together because it was her cousin's graduation party the next day. So the whole family flew in.
They had them fly in early because my brother's 18th birthday on Thursday. I was proposed to on Friday and then the other party was Saturday. So they had to get them in Thursday.
Yeah. Wow. So we just basically got everybody in without like telling them, but whatever. The like whole thing was like so funny because like, I would say probably 75% of the people didn't know about it until like, hey guys, we have to go to this like place now because Chase is proposing to Anna.
Oh,
and they're like, what? You know, like it had to happen then because they would be like, oh, see you tomorrow. It's like, you know? And so, but yeah, so that was like basically it. We did it, you know, at the, like the back steps of a country club and it had like this beautiful staircase.
I didn't know if I wanted to get married there, but I just wanted a photo there so bad. And I don't even remember telling Chase that I wanted it, but it was like the most perfect background. And so the fact that it happened there, like I wanted that. And I don't even know if I vocalized it.
Yeah. It was just such a cool setting. Like, and I really thought about like where her family would be. And like I mentioned, there's like 60 some people and there's this huge balcony above. So like this, like the staircase, there's like a double staircase that lands at this like landing, which is where I did it. But then all the family could be above on that like balcony. And so it was like a really cool photo, really cool. Everybody got to see it, but yeah, it was like a lot to coordinate and it ended up going off like without a like hitch. The weather was perfect. Like Anna had no like clue at all. And, and yeah, her like cousin helped so much. She brought like changes of clothes and shoes and all that stuff.
Yeah, a whole white outfit to change into. He had the photographer really cool. I wanted. Like Chase is not like any other guy I've ever met in my life. Like even down to, I'll be like, oh, I need an outfit for this. He's like, let's go shopping, like pick up the full outfit. And he like genuinely is excited too. He knows everything about hair.
All right.
Things. But like, I feel like so many
anyways,
guys, like he wasn't doing, like he genuinely cared and wanted to make it good. Not just, you know, for me, like he was passionate about it too, which I think made it extra special.
Yeah, it was just really cool how it all came together and came together like perfectly without somebody ruining it by accident or whatever. But it did take a lot. I don't get nervous like about a lot of things like with my like job, you know, whatever. Like it's like you don't have time to get nervous, and if you do get nervous, you still got to perform, you still got to go out there and do it. And so, but this is like the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life. And I don't know, it wasn't like I was worried that she was going to say no, right? Like I was just nervous, period. I was pacing around.
Considering like 60 of my family members were up to watching him.
Yeah, that's probably what made it worse. Right? I was like, how am I going to talk to Anna? How am I going to talk to Anna before I propose without all them being like, what is he saying?
You know? Yeah.
But anyways, that was kind of the long and like short of it.
I love that so much. Yeah, and I saw the photos, look so gorgeous. Yeah. And yeah. So had you guys like talked about a ring previously?
Yeah, well, okay, so Chase and I are pretty like straight up with each other just on like everything. And I like, you know, don't love like a mystery on things. So even like getting married, he was like, okay, the timeline's 2 years. We started dating officially March 1st. And like, we were married 2 years later, March 20th. So we were pretty like aware of everything, but he was super passionate about being like, if you're going to propose to someone, you should know what ring they want. And I was like, whoa. Like I need to try.
That's just like a crazy thought. I don't know.
No, I was like, that's a pretty low lift thing, thank right? you so much, but what? And I thought we were just driving past like, I don't know, a jewelry store. And I was like, hey, like not planned at all. I was like, can we just go in and look? Like, I'm just curious. I already know what I want, but I want to try it on my finger. And I thought I wanted like the oval diamond.
Yeah.
And I was like set on that. My whole Pinterest was the oval. And
I knew she didn't want it.
We went in there and I tried it on and I was like, oh. And then I tried on, I always forget the names of all of them. I think this is Radiant.
Yeah.
And I was like, this one's perfect. Little did I know he was already in talk like figuring out that I wanted this, right?
Or yeah, it was already, ordered? No, I hadn't like paid for it yet, but I had already, had designed. That ring like designed.
Isn't that crazy? So I had one in my head and like, thank God we tried them on because I would have been like, oh, I wanted the oval. And I tried this one on that was very similar, not the exact same thing. And I was like, oh, this is so much better. I definitely want that. And he already had it in the works.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So you were probably like, okay.
Well, I chose not even that because I was just like, yeah, I already like, knew you wanted, you know, right, it's just one of those things. I could just tell because there's like a lot of trendy things. Obviously with like weddings, there's always some sort of trend going on. And I feel like some of the rings that she was looking at were very trendy. And I'm like, she's gonna like this today. But then in 10 years, she's gonna be like, oh man, what am I, you know? Cause it's just such like a trend. And so, but I think this, like what she has is very like timeless, you know?
And then the top portion is, so my stepson's name is Asher, and that's an Asher cut diamond.
Oh my god, that's my favorite part about it.
So yeah, that is such a cool
cut of a diamond.
Isn't it really cool?
When it's like blown up bigger too, it's like very cool.
Yeah, it's like very detailed.
It reminds me of like those old like Mayan pyramids kind of. It's very like tiered. It's very cool.
Yeah, I love it so much. Really, you got me right.
Oh my gosh, great job.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so your proposal went off without a hitch. All the family was there. Sounded so gorgeous. Saw the photos. Looked gorgeous. So then you start into wedding planning, and what was that like for you guys?
He did it all. He literally loved that. Isn't that crazy? He literally planned the whole wedding and it was perfect. I just said, I want everything black and white. And
that is so great.
Yeah. Well, I just think too, like, I think this all ties back into like music a lot, because I feel like as an independent artist, you got to wear so many hats and you got to do so many things and you have to get things done. And it's like, I'm doing a lot of creative. I'm doing a lot of business. I'm doing a lot of rallying the troops and all this stuff. Right. And so when I came to the wedding planning, it was just more of like the same for me, I think, you know. And it's like, she has a, you know, traditional job where she's behind the chair a lot, like doing people's hair and stuff like that. It doesn't leave a whole lot.
So as we're wedding planning, I'm also opening a salon at the same time. And so I was like, I do want to plan it, but I legit don't have any time to. And so, I mean, obviously,
we like collaborated on things.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I helped with things as much as I possibly could. But I mean, I would like to see, I don't think there's any other guy in the world that did more planning than him. Like genuinely.
It was just like one of those things where I would sort of get to like 90% of the way done and be like, hey, these are the two options. Like, what do we think? You know? And it'd be like one of those things.
Menus, like everything.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
I just like think like, you know, like I do a lot of graphic design work for my own stuff. And so when it came to like designing the like invites or the thank you cards, the save the date, or the menus or the welcome sign, whatever it was, like, just another thing. Like I'm used to doing stuff similar to that. And so, and I actually like doing that sort of creative thing. And so, it like honestly worked out because the opening, the salon like took a lot, right? That was like a lot of brain power for, you know, for what she had going on and like just sort of for both of us. And then the wedding planning too was, we had like the best wedding planner also, which helped a lot. And
oh my gosh, best person ever hit this. Her name's Kat. We'll die on the hill. She's like the best person I ever met in my life. Like more than anything. And obviously she did a perfect, incredible job, but she's such a good person. And I feel like having her by my side the whole time took so much weight off my shoulders. Like, you know, those people that just like make you smile because they're just like so happy. And she's been so supportive.
What's her like Instagram? It's like Catherine Ada events or something. But she was just such like, I feel like she did such a great job because we're like, hey, like we don't really want to spend a lot of money on flowers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, all right, cool. She's like, what's your budget?
For other people we met with, it was such like unrealistic expectations where I was like, the flowers are going to die.
Yeah.
Like, and we're going to spend all this money on this. And like, I obviously want them to be pretty, but Kat was just like, cool. What do you guys want next? Like, she was so just,
she made it like work. And we got so many great things for, you know, a reasonable deal, you know,
reasonable.
I know, weddings, nothing is really reasonable, but we like spend money where you need to spend money and then save where you think you can save. And so, but yeah, I mean, like the wedding planning, you know, I didn't really mind it. I think that the hardest part about the whole wedding planning thing was like literally the day before the wedding when you're packing up the car and you're like, all right, I got to get all the drinks for the bar. I've got to get this. I got to get that. And it's just those are the things that I was like pretty stressed out about because I was also turning in a record like the same day. And it was we think about opening the like salon. It was like, that was the most stressful part.
Do not sit down.
No,
but that was just the most stressful part. Cause I'm like, man, if I forget something, like we're kind of cool. I mean, we could go buy it, but it's just like not, you know, it's just, right. So, yeah.
Yeah. All the little things, all the little details leading up to it. And I love your analogy too, that like being an artist, it's basically like putting on an event every time you're performing too. It's like, you know, you're like you said, one man band in a way, like doing the marketing for it, the graphic design, like all
I just
of
got
that.
My hand in a little bit of everything. And yes. So when it came to this, it was just like, you know, like I'm just used to getting things over the finish line. So this is like, right. You know, it's just another thing, you know?
Yeah.
And awesome. Yeah, but which works out well. I mean, that's just, we in like so many areas of life, we're very good, like matches, you know, we like,
right.
And it's just like that, right? It's like you would think that the woman would take over and do most of the planning, but in this case it was just, I feel like, just easier for me to do most of it, you know.
Yeah, we both so good. Can do, we don't have like a one person makes dinner, one person does this. Like I feel like we both do really well like seeing when another person's in need and then like taking over, and then or like I'll take over for him when he needs certain things, so it works out really well.
Yeah,
that's a good dynamic to have. I love that so much for you guys.
Thank you.
So as far as choosing your vendors go, I saw you got married at Firefly Lane, and I know you had help with your wedding planner, so maybe what were some of your other vendor decisions and what made you choose them?
Yeah, I feel like our wedding planner really helped sort of mm-hmm. dictate that.
That's
when it
great.
When it came to our photographer, that was one that was recommended by Sarah.
My cousin, we were talking about.
Yeah, who she did her proposal and she just loved her. She was similar age to us, you know. I think she's similar to my age and like just young, like really, really cool. Her like husband and her have this business together and they do really great work and you don't have to worry about them. And I also love that she like kind of orders people around, you know, like when there's 70 people to coordinate.
With my whole family, she's like, yeah. Take your glasses off, put your hands in your pocket. I was like, I love this girl. Yeah.
Great.
Like...
So that was the only vendor that we really like picked.
Well, and my makeup and hair artist.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, that was probably important to you, right?
Oh my gosh.
It was one of her clients, right?
I'm kind of like chill with things. Like I get my hair done terribly. I'm like, oh, well, like, what are we going to do? But her name's Adriana, and she actually is kind of a crazy story. She is so talented. Like she is booked out for 2 to 3 years and like destination weddings and just everything. And
yeah.
So I booked with her team, but I wanted her so bad. And I didn't have her. Like I had to book with someone else a week before my wedding. The wedding she was doing in Mexico got canceled. She texted me. I was like, Anna, I'll be there. I'm going to do your hair and makeup. I was like crying. I was literally crying.
She did such an incredible job.
She is so freaking talented. Like wow. It knocked my socks off. It's better than I could have even ever imagined, and I knew it was gonna be really good.
So that was probably, as a guy,
I don't really kind of notice the nuanced difference between like this makeup artist and that makeup artist, but after she did her wedding makeup and hair, I was like, oh, I get it why she's like booked out for
she did such a great job there.
But I don't know, our like wedding planner really helped us book all the vendors. Obviously Firefly mm-hmm. Lane had their list of like recommended or like approved whatever, but
we loved our food people, the EJs.
EJ's two-step.
He was literally breaking it down on the dance floor with our s'mores
cool.
and panadas, like serving them to everyone. I was like,
that's
heck yeah.
So
that was probably our favorite vendor that we like, you know, out of like the, just because they were just so, it was like a mom and pop, you know, shop situation. And there was
cool.
just like this husband and wife that basically runs this entire catering company. And they might hire in a little help with the waiters or whatever, you know,
right.
But he's cooking all of the food. She's doing all the business sort of front end stuff. And it's just this like basically like a two-man show. And like, when we were looking at catering stuff, it's just like, that could obviously get way out of hand very, very fast. And we went to their little like shop and met them and we're like, I don't even need to see the food.
I didn't even try it because we did his and hers. And so like mine was salmon and his was chicken. And I didn't even try the salmon. And we just like loved it.
We just loved them so much.
Like, it doesn't matter. Everyone we wanted to pick was kind. And then we had a coffee truck with prickly pear. That was so fabulous. We had our custom lattes. We had one for our dog, which is like, he's a pug.
Cute.
It was like a little mocha caramel one. And that was one of my faves.
Like, as I'm thinking more into it,
I'm forgetting them all.
Yeah, no, but I also just think the common theme was like, we just wanted to support like good people.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, and it was like our like wedding planner had a relationship with like the catering company. And so they're like, hey, just give this company a shot. Like they're great people. Mm-hmm. We go in there, we meet them, we like love them. And it's same with a lot of other like vendors. And it just like ended up working out so well because everybody was just so kind. And they weren't trying to like rip you off. Like weddings,
right.
you can get ripped off so, mm-hmm. so fast. And everybody was so kind and like very, like just trying to make us have like the easiest evening possible, you know, and like just constantly checking in on us and, hey, do you want a like coffee, for instance? Like they, mm-hmm. you know, they like stayed after while we were doing photos and brought us our custom coffee
and
stuff
like that.
And they
gave me a pink straw and him a blue straw, so like we didn't get them mixed up. Like, I feel like those little things like were super intentional.
They weren't just like, oh, time's up, see you later.
Yeah,
you know. And right. So that was just the common theme throughout all of them, is they were just really good people, which helped make the evening go so much smoother. You know?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, having a great vendor team can totally make or break your wedding. And it sounded like they made it your wedding.
Yeah,
you just think about like if one of them just is like causes issues, then your entire day is like. Mm-hmm. Jacked up, you know?
I know, totally. Yeah, that's awesome. So how would you guys describe the style of your wedding? Did you have certain colors or themes or
all
anything?
Black
that
and
you
white
wanted?
I like love the black and white. I feel like
classic.
It was
kind of
it was more like on that like classic feel. Like all the guys, like I wore just a black and white tux, and like the guys wore black and white suits, you know, and the women were in all black dresses.
They were all different though, so they all got to pick their dress, because you
love
know when
it.
Someone gives you a dress that you just don't feel confident in, and you're like, bro, I have to wear this. And so I wanted them to be able to have the freedom to pick the dress, because everyone knows their body type, what kind of heels they like, and all the things. And so I feel like everyone felt really good.
I feel like it was kind of like a minimalistic, formal type situation. Mm-hmm. Like we didn't spend a bunch of money on like extra stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm just like I mentioned, we're like both business owners. And it's like, we don't, you know, it's like, we're just get what we need to get. And then the rest of stuff.
We did get a lot of like fun little things. For example, like the photo booth, and like we had the... just a lot of little things that we wanted.
But we didn't have $20,000 worth of flowers and
stuff
like that.
The flowers was the one I was like, I'm sorry, I way rather have a photo booth and like a bunch of little things than the flowers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I actually loved my flowers. They end up being amazing. So it worked out. Yeah.
You got to pick and choose what's important to you.
Exactly.
And what you want to spend more of your budget on.
She was like, what's most important to you guys?
Yeah. And like, so
and
we
just said having a good time.
Yeah.
Yes. Love that.
And like our like table settings for dinner and stuff. Like, you know, I like made these little like, which her cousin did this first, a different cousin, where they did like the table number and it'd say it's table 3. It'd be a photo of Anna at 3 and me at 3. Mm-hmm.
That's
and so,
so
I did that
cute.
For all like 12 tables or whatever.
I
so we had
that.
So every table had like photos of us when we were like younger, which is super funny to look back at, because she was always the cool kid and I was not, right? And so
he purposely picked
the
ones
worst.
Of himself.
Yeah, so
I was
like,
I'm only putting good ones. Sorry about that.
At like, you know, 10, she could have been like a freaking model, and I was like, had the nerdiest glasses, and I was like, hey guys, you know.
That's so cute.
But I think, you know, it's just, we were just very like, you know, like minimalistic on stuff like that. There wasn't a huge, you know, extravagant table displays. It was just like a couple little flowers, some candles, and those picture frames with our, you know, the table numbers. And so, but it like all came together like really, really well. And I was really proud of how we stuck to a budget that's still, you know, weddings are ridiculous,
but we
stuck to a budget
and
we didn't go over it, you know, like we
That's
stuck to the
amazing.
Budget and just
bravo, you guys.
We did.
Well, not on like the wedding, on like extra stuff.
Wait, what happened here?
Not on the actual wedding, just extra little,
like the driver to get home
and stuff.
Yeah,
like that,
we definitely went over, but on more like.
It was no. I'm like talking about the actual wedding, right?
Yeah,
no,
we did stay pretty
That's
like
great,
realistic.
The rest of the rest of stuff was optional. Like, don't talk about the stuff that we needed to make the event go off, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so great. So what was I guess we talked about attire. Maybe we could talk a little bit more about your dress and choosing the right one. How's that?
I'm pretty chill and everything. We went to one shop. I was like, I actually don't have time to go back, so we're going to find a dress today. I tried on a few, and I was like, yeah, this one's great. Like, I was like, this is great. I did have a little bit of issues with the alterations, which I was like, oh, it's no big deal. I don't know how to explain it, but I needed like some, I guess like I needed it opened, and she only opened one side and then was like, yeah, you're done. And so then the dress was uneven, and then it ended up being really low, and that was just like not my vibe. And so I took it to another lady that is close to us, and she is incredible. She's an artist, completely redid the dress, like brought
made
up all the floral
pieces
to make it higher, made me feel more comfortable.
Wow.
Like completely changes, more of a mermaid, and I want it more straight. Like, and I wasn't gonna get it fixed. Like, I was just like, this is what it is. Like, this sucks, but oh well.
Yeah.
And she made it even better than I could have ever dreamt of, and it ended up pretty much being a custom dress after her.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I think earlier when we were talking about like the things you spend money on and the things that you can maybe cut cost on, you know, and it's like we learned in this process, dress all like you spend the money.
Yeah,
when you're like altering your dress, you spend the money.
Learn the hard way with that. And I mean, it was, I like bought a bunch of second dresses because I was like, this dress just doesn't fit. Like, you know, it was strapless. You know, when you're wearing a strapless, you're like, this does not fit me. I don't want to put my hands up in the air. I'm so uncomfortable right now. And I just did not love that. And so she completely transformed it. None of the second dresses I bought fit. So that I was just double down bad.
Yeah.
He got me the most amazing shoes ever too. When I put them on and then I kept tripping.
Oh no.
Yeah. And we tried them on ahead of time. So thankfully I had a backup pair. And like, there was just little things like that. My hook and eye broke, but I was like so calm and which is crazy. I don't know. I was just like so excited to be there. And I was like, oh, well, what are we going to do?
Oh, nice. It worked out. I know. There's always little things that happen on your wedding day, but I know, like for me, I was just like so happy that it didn't even matter. You know?
Literally.
Yeah. I love that so much. Okay, so let's talk about some of the special moments from your day. Like, what sticks out in your mind that was like, oh, love that moment from our wedding day?
Yep.
I think our prayer. We did. Before we, so we definitely wanted a first look, which, oh my gosh, was freaking nerve-wracking. You know, when you're just waiting for the doors to open, I guess I didn't expect that. But beforehand, before without seeing each other, we went like back to back and said a prayer. And that was just cool because I feel like it took like all the nerves out or anything. And then that first look, like I was joking, like haha, you better cry, but he really cried.
We wanted our first look to be down the the aisle. So like we didn't want to do, like a traditional first look. I just love, I don't know, I just always love the like thought of like, I just don't want to see her until she's walking down the aisle, you know. And so we did like, to circumvent the first look, we did like a first touch is what they call it, right?
I didn't explain that well.
And so so we went back to back and did like a prayer and stuff like that, which is like really, really great. And obviously I think that the part that sticks out the most was just that, like the first, cause she was like, oh, you better like cry, you know, jokingly, but like, and I was like, hey, if I don't, that doesn't mean I don't want to be here, you know, like I don't know what's going to happen. Right. Like she should have been more worried about me like stopping crying. Like I was like, literally like, I just could not stop. I don't know what was happening, but literally
the
second,
see the dress or anything, like he was so adamant of wanting everything, not he didn't want to see my hair or my makeup. That's like cool. He wanted all to be a surprise.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, I mean obviously that moment sticks out the most, right? But I also just think like the day flew by so fast, like you know, we think we got there super early, like the guys were just all hanging out, and then it's like you got this photo, that photo, you got this thing to go to and that thing to do. And so it all kind of went by really, really fast. I mean I think that was like really great. And then just having like everybody just hanging out afterwards, like the dancing and stuff was so much fun. Like,
I like legit had fun. I was worried that I was going to be kind of like entertaining or like be thinking of stuff the whole time, but we were like breaking it down at this point. We're having a really good time.
But like family members were too, which is what made it so fun.
Well, we had like the best DJ too. Like honestly, this is like my favorite part is Chase told me the DJ went in before and was like, hey, can I say a prayer with you guys before? And I was like,
I don't know why I forgot about him. What is his name? Austin Talent, DJ Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Literally
is amazing.
One of the best guys I've ever met, period. Not even just best guy I've worked with on a professional side, like just a really solid guy. And he walked into like the, like before we walked out, like as they like to get like married, you know, he was just like, the room was empty. He just like walked in, he was micing me up for like the video and stuff. And he was just like, hey, can I, you know, like pray with you? And I was like you know, like what
does it make you cry? I'm like, oh.
But then and just like just sort of how he, you know, checked in with me before and after the like event and has kept in contact since, like really, you know, when you asked about vendors earlier, such a solid guy.
Everyone we had there,
like, just great people,
could not have been more blessed with. So cool. Like we had the social media photographer and just having her presence, and like she was helping me with way more than making TikToks, you know, like just being that like piece that I needed the whole time, or like grabbing stuff for me. Like everyone was just such a good person. I feel like that's what made the day so special.
I feel like for you, like moments that like stick out to you, the first look with your dad is one of those moments that I feel like
I love those.
And I did one with my little brother, so we had a first look with him. And that was just something like I'll never forget. It was such a special moment, you know.
I feel like we had a lot of great moments during that day too, the speeches and stuff. I feel like, because when do you really get a chance to like tell somebody how you like really feel about them, you know? And so it was like one of those situations where, you know, my dad's speech was, you know, my dad, my brother, then her sister and her dad spoke. And it was just like, everybody's speeches were incredible. And
I was very impressed.
I think the like social media girl got all of those speeches from top to bottom. Cause like, they were incredible. And those were some moments I was like, I was getting like emotional again the whole time. Yeah. I'm like sitting up there at the head table, you know, like, you know, yeah. But yeah, those were really, really like awesome moments.
Yeah. I love that so much. So besides maybe some of the dress things that happened, were there any other moments that you had to kind of go off script with?
I mean, for our wedding, like literally nothing went wrong or could have gone better. I mean, it was actually crazy.
Yeah, honestly.
Like we only heard about one small thing after her, like, which is like funny. Her mom was steaming her veil or ironing her like veil. And like she was going through and she was on like, whatever, like let's just say setting two or whatever. It wasn't doing much. And so she's like,
yeah, and my mom's like,
very
doesn't make any mistakes. Yeah. Like she is like literally perfect. And so she, like, I guarantee did a little test draw and like did everything. And then she went to go over it because she steamed it the night before, rolled it up perfectly how it's supposed to be. And I guess I was supposed to like lay it out. I forgot. So there was a big event. Yeah. And so she was steaming it and it left holes in it, but she didn't tell me.
Like holes in the middle. It was crazy.
Yeah, cut it. And we did get attacked by wasps the night before. Oh, I did just think about that.
But like nothing with the actual event, you know?
My sister and I are literally having to fight off, not even wasps. I don't know what they are. Those like
those murder hornets. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
oh, man.
And there was like five in our house. Yeah. Oh, no. And so my sister and I are like, honestly, it was a core memory though. It was crazy.
But like her mom didn't tell anybody. She was just like, she was like, oh gosh. And so she took these little like scissors and just like trimmed off the edge like of the like veil. The veil was huge, so you wouldn't even have noticed, but it was just one of those things where she just singed it and was like, oh gosh. And then kept the piece that she singed, and she there was holes every it was like crazy. Oh, but that was the only thing. I mean, like literally like the weather was perfect, everything went off without a hitch.
Weather being perfect is like what I prayed for the most. I have super curly hair. I was like, it cannot rain. Like that'll take me out.
We did a lot of planning though, obviously. You know, like I was like, okay, like the flow of things, we're going from this to this to this, like, you know, and so we did a lot of like logistical planning behind it. But I mean, everything went off like really, really well.
That's great.
We were like buzzing the night, you know, after, like we couldn't even like sleep. We were just talking for
like 1 or 2 hours
and just talked the whole night. And but we were just like, we're both like, I wouldn't say critical people, but like we like want things to
be very like type A. Like we like a good list. We like it organized.
Yeah, we want things to be done like right, you know? And so like we're like, would you have changed anything? And she's no, you know, like not a single thing.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, there's always something that's going to happen, but you guys rolled with it. And yeah, it seemed like you had such a great vendor team, such a great planner to really iron out those details. And
even
so,
if things did go wrong, like they probably just fixed it without us even knowing or even, and they didn't even tell us, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
Love it so much. Okay, so what advice would you give somebody who's planning their wedding now?
Okay, well, I think that having a great planner is like that's like it, right? I mean, that like helps so much because it's like, you know, like you like still have to do a lot of work, you know. I mean, you could obviously planners have all these different options, right? If you find a planner, they can do everything. You don't have to do anything if you want to be completely hands off, but like ours helped so much in just being that connecting piece, like saying, hey, we want flowers within this budget. And then she would go through and call all of her people. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to do any of the heavy lifting there. And so I think obviously it seems kind of common sense, right? That the planner, but truly like
she went above and beyond of, I wanted these like special black and white floral napkins. She got them shipped to her house. Iron them all for us.
Folded the menus in, you know, it's just like
so many little things. And I think, it was just incredible.
Yeah, that's like just one of the things where you can't really cut corners on. If you have a great planner, your day's gonna go over well. And like that was like obvious with us. And like our like planner, she doesn't have like a big team. It was her, and then her mom comes and helps her whenever she has like events going on. And so, but that's all we needed, you know. It's like she was phenomenal. She helped so much, and it's like that was a lot of weight lifted off our shoulders when it came to before the day. And then when we actually got to the day, it's like, we didn't have to worry about anything. And I was trying to help as much as I could. Like, you know, cause the girls, they're getting ready from 7 a.m., you know,
yeah.
The wedding's at 3,
at like 6 a.m. Right? Yeah.
It's like, but I'm like, I got to put some gel on my hair and I'm good to go. Right. That's all I got. So I was trying to help and stuff. And she was like, no, go back in there, sit down. You're not helping, you know? And it's like, but that was just, I mean, I feel like that's just one of the things you can't really cut corners on.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a great answer.
Yeah,
for sure. I think I forgot to ask you guys, how many people were at your wedding?
112, I think.
Which that for our family is like a very small wedding. I mean, we were super intentional about like everyone there. We had like a genuine close personal relationship with, which is exactly what we wanted. And I think we could have made it like 500, but
I mean, like I mean, her side of the wedding was like most of it. Like I had probably 25 people there, you know. And I was like everybody that
and
I
it was
that
just
I
like
there,
literally, you know? Immediate family. Like we didn't do any kids. All my friends are from kindergarten or middle school. Like
that was
pretty full circle moment, is to look at my bridesmaids and know that I've been friends with them either kindergarten, middle school, or high school, you know.
I love that.
And I think it worked out too, because the venue that we chose was like, we have a cap of like 125, and I was like, perfect, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, because then we could be like, hey, sorry guys, the venue only holds 125. Sorry.
So true.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think being very purposeful about who we had there was also a big thing, because there was no like, it was just good vibes, because everybody there was like there for a reason, you know, and there wasn't any fringe like sort of people just being like sitting in the corner. Like everybody was in it and like participating, and you know, the dance floor wasn't very large, which is great, and it's like everybody was in there, you know. It was just so much fun because everybody was there for a reason.
Yeah,
you know,
that's so great.
Yeah,
having just the closest people there, having good vibes all around. Love that. So do you guys have any final thoughts, or maybe as we close out, like we could mention like any projects you're working on, like shout out to the salon, shout out to your music that you guys have going on.
Oh, I don't have anything.
You have nothing to say.
Well, you have a salon in Franklin.
Yes. I love my job. I feel like, and that was where, you know, we could have invited so many people. I feel like so many of my clients, I mean, what other situation, I mean, literally besides this, do you sit down and just talk to someone directly for hours? And so I feel like I know them so well. So I'm just so like blessed to have my job. And I think we have 19 girls who work there, and they're all freaking awesome. I feel like you hear
what is it? Right. Where is it?
Wait, what?
Salon, where
oh,
is
it's
it?
It's in Franklin.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, just
you act like everybody watching knows exactly.
I think you mentioned Franklin.
Yeah, I mean, briefly.
I live in Franklin.
Oh, no way.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Capri Salon in Franklin. It's kind of in like the middle of everything, right off of, I guess, I think it's exit number 65. And so it's kind of in like the middle of all, if you're going to downtown Franklin, it's like what you would do to get off of 65 and go to downtown Franklin. So it's kind of in a great like spot. And we opened it last October, and you know, 12 chairs, got 19 girls all working sort of different days of the week. And so, it's like pretty awesome how it's all worked out. It's like, obviously we had high hopes going into it, and we had confidence that it was going to work out, but until people actually start coming, it's, you know, you just never know. And so yeah, that's kind of what we do in our free time, if we have any. I mean, then, you know, I just put out a record a couple weeks ago. And so that was at the beginning of May, put out my third album called Chasing Shadows, which is great. And like I said, I literally turned it in the night before I got married, which is not, I wouldn't recommend if you're an artist that's trying to get married. Yeah, it just, I didn't think, you know, I obviously didn't factor out like when I started putting out singles, like when it was going to land, right? Because you kind of have this cadence of every 6 weeks or so that you put out songs, and at the end you have to culminate to something. And so the timeline worked out, and then the wedding all worked, and I didn't really think about the two until it got close to crunch time, and I was like, this is going to be a hard couple weeks, you know. And so just trying to get everybody together on the wedding side, and then everybody together on the professional side. Tough going there for a bit, but once it was done, it was good, you know. It was like such a weight lifted off my shoulders, and I feel like it really made the wedding that much better, because I was just like, I have nothing to worry about today, because it's all already done. But I mean, that's that. And I'm hitting the road this summer with my buddy Drew Baldridge, and so we're doing a little summer tour, and that's pretty much it. Aside from being a dad, you know. That's kind of what we got going on.
That's awesome. So exciting. I mean, it was everything all at once for you guys. Seriously. Yeah, it was like
it really
the wedding,
was.
Releasing music, and opening a salon, like all right at once. So
I kind of like it.
Like, yeah,
you know?
It's an exciting,
like, little challenge.
Yeah, but I feel like if it's just going to be hard, might as well just be hard all at once.
Right.
You know?
So now you guys are married, wedded bliss, and get to enjoy the fruits of your labors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love
we
that.
We go on actually our honeymoon next week. That's what's fun.
So like our like original honeymoon, which is what we're going on next week, we're going to Italy for 10 days.
So my salon's Capri Salon, named like Anna Capri Italy. And we're going to Anna Capri in Italy. So
because you're like named after that. So
that's
she's
where
never
my
been
parents
there.
Went on their
that's
honeymoon.
Amazing.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm excited.
So we are gonna go there to southern Italy for like a week, and then we're going to be in Rome for the first like 3 days, just because we like fly in there and spend a couple days there, then travel down to southern Italy and then head on back. But yeah, so that's where we're, but we like went on a little trip to Mexico like right after the wedding, because we like had this plan and we're like, that's kind of a long time to wait for a honeymoon, like let's go to Mexico for a little, you know. So
such a good time. I was like, why does everyone do a honeymoon? You need one after, because it's so much planning and
so
work,
much
and,
work,
like, just to debrief.
I love that. I'm excited for you guys.
Oh,
you got
you.
A trip coming up and so many good things on the horizon. So thank you guys so much for coming on the show and just like sharing your beautiful story with us.
Thank you so much for having
us.
Thank
you.
So awesome. Bye.
There you have it. Another episode of the Wedding Reporter podcast. To see those gorgeous wedding and engagement photos, head over to NashvilleBrideGuide.com for more behind the scenes content. And if you like this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would rate and subscribe the show. See you next time for another great episode. Congrats on your engagement. If you're in the beginning stages of planning your wedding, we are here for you. Not sure where to begin on your wedding planning journey? Getting overwhelmed with decision fatigue? Download our 5 Mistakes Couples Make After They Get Engaged resource to get some guidance on your wedding planning process. Just go to thesparklersociety.com/5mistakes and download it today. Or click the link in the show notes and get this amazing resource sent directly to your inbox. Happy wedding planning!